Good day. My name is Sky, and I appreciate you spending some study time with me. I'm here to help you make money in online poker by teaching you key strategies and getting you to take action. Looking forward to this episode today because I get to help you earn more thin value with your weaker pairs. Go to the show notes page to help you take notes, smartpokerstudy.com/pod490. Also, the video that this podcast audio was taken from, you can watch it right there. It's embedded on the page. Once again, smartpokerstudy.com/pod490. Okay, let's get you earning more moolah. Gambate!
Adding a lot of pressure to win this game, guys, but pressure makes diamonds. A wise man once said,
in this video, I'm going to show you how to earn more thin value with your weakest pairs. Let's take a look at this example hand right here. So we hold pocket fives on the button. The cutoff fish open limps, and we know he's a fish because he's running 55/9, and he just open limped in the cutoff. So we ISO raise to four big blinds to get them all to ourselves. Both blinds fold, and the limper calls. Now the pot on the flop is 9.4 big blinds, and the flop comes 10 of diamonds, 8 of clubs, 2 of diamonds, making for a possible straight and flush draws as well. Now, we hold third pocket pair with our pocket fives. The fish checks to us, and we bet just one third pot right here for three big blinds, and he ends up calling. The pot on the turn is 15.4 big blinds, and the three of spades hits, making the board 10, 8, deuce, 3, and still with two diamonds. The fish checks to us, and we bet nine big blinds now, roughly 60% pot or so, and he ends up calling. The river is 33.4 big blinds, that's the size of the pot, and the king of diamonds hits, making the final board 10, 8, deuce, 3, king with 3 diamonds. Now, the fish checks to us, and we just check back right here with our showdown worthy hand when that draw completes on the river. Now, he turns over the jack 9 offsuit for a flopped open ender on that 10-8 deuce flop, and he did not complete his draw, so we end up winning that 33.4 big blind pot. So, what happened here? Well, we took a thin value line of betting flop, betting turn, and then checking back on the river. Let's dive in and see how this line works to earn you some more value. So, how to earn more thin value? First off, you want to be up against a fish, and as we discussed already, 55/9 player. These kinds of players love to continue on flops and turns with any kind of a draw. Their goal is just to make that flush, make that straight, in order to finally start betting for value. These players are totally willing to check and then call every street until that draw completes or doesn't complete. Part two, you want to have a pair ahead of common draws, like those flush draws, open enders, and even overcards. On this board, that jack 9, 10, 8, deuce, open-ended, no flush draw, but he does have one over card as well. There's no way a player like this is folding on the flop, probably not on the turn as well, as we just saw. Number three, the board contains draw possibilities, as we see here with the 10, 8, deuce on the flop, a couple of diamonds. Yeah, the three doesn't really add many draws other than now ace 5 has a gut shot with the deuce and the three on the board. And part four of this, you want to bet on the flop a smaller bet to convince the overcards, the open enders, the gut shots to just stick around a little bit longer. And then you want to send the message that you have a strong hand. And if we look back through the hand right here, on the flop, we did exactly that. We bet about one third pot. He stayed in with his open ender. Now, for a player like this, an open ender, one third pot, no brainer to stay in. But when that turn came a three, didn't improve his hand in any way, we sized it bigger. Nine big blinds into that 15.4 big blinds, sending the message that we got the goods, and he overpaid for his open ender plus the one over card right here. This is a key element because on that river, you want him to check back, especially if he hit his hand, him checking back instead of betting into you because you showed that you have a good hand on the turn, he's going to check hoping you bet and that he's going to plan to come over the top. But when you check behind, you save yourself money in case he hit his draw, in case he ended up turning or rivering a stronger hand. Let's see another hand example of this thin value line. So in this hand, we open raise in the cutoff with pocket sevens to 2.6 big blinds. The button folds and the 80 big blind small blind player decides to call and the big blind folds. We go to the flop, we are heads up in position with our pocket sevens. The pot is 6.2 big blinds, and the 8 of diamonds, 5 of clubs, 3 of spades hits the board. Now the fish checks to us, and we bet about half pot now, 3 big blinds into the 6.2, and he calls. Now, for the thin value line, you don't have to stick with about one-third pot and then size it up on the turn. Going half pot and then roughly half pot again is absolutely just fine. The idea here is that you're betting for value with a hand that has showdown potential. You're in position against him as well. So if he makes any moves in the future, you have a little bit more time and that positional advantage to assess what's going on, potentially leave the hand if necessary. So after he calls, the pot on the turn, 12.2 big blinds, and the 4 of diamonds hits, making the board 8-5-3-4 with 2 diamonds. Again, he checks to us, and we come out firing. We're barreling 5 big blinds into 12.2, a little bit less than half pot right now. And one of the reasons we're doing this is because this player is turn honest versus c-bets. He's folded 1 out of 1 times so far. So we kind of want to get value. We want his 2 over cards to continue right now. So we bet that 5 into 12, giving him more of incentive, like, you know, betting smaller to show some weakness, to get weak over card hands that we're ahead of with our pocket sevens. We want them to call to continue. He ends up calling. The river comes the deuce, making, or deuce of hearts, making the final board 8-5-3-4 deuce. And the flush draw did not complete, but there are 4 to the straight, deuce, 3, 4, 5. He checks to us, and we could be beat right now. He could have rivered us, so we just check behind. He ends up showing us the queen, jack of diamonds for the flop, 2 over cards, turned flush draw, and he whiffed on the river. And we take down that 22.2 big blind pot. And lastly, when it comes to earning value, if they fold on the flop or turn, yay, that's totally fine. Never frown when you take it down. If he would have folded on the turn, a spot where he is honest, so far at least, when we bet 5 into 12.2, if he would have folded, awesome. We don't risk him hitting a diamond on the river or a queen or a jack. So I would have been happy taking this down with the 5 big blinds on the turn as well. Now, sometimes these thin value lines, they can backfire on you. So let's take a look at this ace-8 suited hand. So under the gun folds and we hold the ace-8 suited, we open it to 3 big blinds in the MP, 3 folds, and the big blind player, a 23/20 player, decides to call us. So the flop comes down. We are in position with the ace-8 suited. It's a 6.4 big blind pot, and it comes down 8-5-3 with a couple of spades. Now the big blind checks to us, and we bet with our top pair, top kicker hand, ace-8 on the 8-5-3, we bet 3 big blinds, going for some value. He ends up calling us. The pot on the turn is 12.4 big blinds. The 9 of hearts hits, making the board 8-5-3-9 with a couple of spades. Once again, he checks to us, and then we decide to bet for half pot right here, 6 into the 12.4, and he calls us. Now, on this board, 8-5-3-9 with a couple of spades, tons of draws could have potentially just now given us value. On that river, the queen of clubs hits, making the final board 8-5-3-9 queen with no flush draw possible. 24.4 big blinds, and he checks to us. We check back with our third pair hand. Remember, the ace-8 and the queen and the 9 are on the turn and the river right here. He turns over king-9 offsuit. So he took down this 24.4 big blind pot. Sometimes it goes to show that your opponent can call on the flop, giving you value, but they hit their hand on the turn. You bet once again trying to get value, but they end up turning a better hand, I should say, to beat your top pair hand. Them's the breaks. So like I said, sometimes these thin value lines backfire on us. But there are some things to watch out for. I got 4 points for you right now. Point number 1 is they sometimes call flop and turn with better hands. He doesn't have to come out raising right here. We easily have like an overpair, pocket 10s or better on this board. He's just check calling. Now that he has showdown value, absolutely valid play on his part right here. Sometimes though, if they hit the river, if the fish fires on that river, they often want value, so just fold. Him checking doesn't necessarily mean that he has a hand that he could fold at this point. We could have barreled now, turning our showdown-worthy hand into a bluff. We probably could have gotten him to fold by betting, 15 into the 23 big blind pot. But We took that value line, and sometimes it just doesn't work out. He checked, allowing us to see a free showdown. If he just had an ace high hand or a couple of busted spades that didn't work out, or even a weaker 8, maybe 8-10 on this board, we would have taken it down. Second point over here. Sometimes when they complete a draw, they're going to come out firing. So the idea here is that you bet for value on the flop and turn, knowing that they hold potential draws in their range. When that draw completes and they lead on the river, it's usually a very strong hand, so it is okay to fold. Now, especially when this is a fishy player that you're up against, they can lead on that river. Let's take a look at another hand. So we open raise on the button with queen nine suited. The small blind folds, and the fishy player in the big blind decides to call. Flop comes down 9-3-3 rainbow, 4.5 big blinds in the pot. We have top pair with a queen kicker, the queen nine on the 9-3-3. Now, we don't have a backdoor flush draw or anything because it's a rainbow board, but at least that top pair definitely gives us some showdown value, and we can bet at least the flop to get value right now. He checks to us. We bet 3.2, a little bit over the half pot at this point, maybe roughly three quarter pot or so, and he ends up calling.
Now, I really don't like the size of this bet. It's too big for going for thin value. One of the key points I already mentioned was betting a little bit smaller on the flop to get them to continue with all their weaker overcards and weaker kind of backdoor draws. By betting so big, I limit the hand strengths that he can call with. I'm not getting thin value like I'm looking for. Plus, usually in a thin value line, you want to bet bigger on the turn. By making the pot bigger right now with a three-quarter pot bet, I'm going to have to make an even bigger bet on the turn to send the message that I got the goods. And when these thin value lines backfire, you're spending a little bit too much on the turn now.
The turn comes the seven of clubs with a 10.9 big blind pot. Now, it makes the board 9-3-3-7 with two clubs, so there's potential flush draws possible. We do have that nice queen nine though right now. He checks, and then we come out firing a little bit over half pot, six into the 10.9 big blind pot. He ends up check calling us. Now the queen of clubs comes, making the final board 9-3-3-7 queen, and we just rivered top two pair. It is a paired board with three clubs though. And then what does our opponent do? 22.9 big blind pot. Boom! Comes out firing for 32.7 big blinds. I really get the sense that he loves his hand right now. If we take a look at his statistics, so far, 0 out of 3 opportunities betting on the river. And on the river when facing bets, he's folded 1 out of 1. So he seems like he's probably river honest. He's also betting 150% pot. Yeah, he loves his hand. We end up just folding our top two. It's a bummer when such a lovely hand has to be folded, but he's telling us he's got the goods. And because this is an Ignition poker hand, one of the great things about this is that we can download the whole cards the next day. And then boom, he had the ace nine of clubs. So actually, if we go back through the hand, on the flop, we thought we were betting for value, and we were betting for value, but he actually had a better hand. Top pair, top kicker, where we had top pair, queen kicker. On the turn, picked up a flush draw, still had a better hand than us. He check called with the better hand. And on the river, he hit that queen of clubs. I think a check with a check raise would have been a better play, or a check with a plan to check raise would have been better than just coming out firing 150% pot. But luckily he did that, we folded and saved a little bit of money. Now the third thing to watch out for is that sometimes when you bet on the flop, you end up checking back on the turn. You do a bet check line, and that ends up causing you to face a river bluff sometimes. Versus this kind of a player, he was a fishy player with the ace nine, potentially wouldn't have made that play. But you can imagine on that turn, if we had checked right here, boom, he could have come out firing on the river. If we didn't have a solid hand, it's an easy bluff to make. So be careful if you're thinking about going for a thin value line. You bet flop, bet again on the turn. Send the message that you got the goods. So in case he rivers you, he's going to check and you check behind you. Now, versus those strong, loose, aggressive players, they're going to call, and then lead river to bluff you. You could imagine this player did not have to have a rivered flush when he made this bet. That could have easily been a bluff, so it's something to watch out for. And that's why originally I said you want to do these thin value lines versus fish, because they're less likely to bluff you on the river. Plus, when you increase your size from flop to turn, it signals that you got the goods. Your opponents are going to be at least that much less likely to come out firing big to bluff you on the river. Now it's time for you to take action. First off, please like the video if you like the video, subscribe for more, and leave a comment down below. Especially let me know if you tried this play for yourself and if you found some success with it. Next up, when you flop a pair in position versus a fish, try this thin value double barreling line for yourself. Let's see how many times you can make it work in your next few sessions. I also want you to go into Poker Tracker 4 and filter in your database for bet, check lines, and review 20 hands. As you're going through these hands, look for ones where you had some kind of a medium to maybe like a weak kind of top pair hand. Some of those bet, check lines are going to work. You're going to win a decent sized pot. Analyze those and ask yourself, why did this work? Why did I earn value right here? Why did my opponent call, flop, and turn and award me that pot on the river? Also, some of them are not going to work, like this queen nine hand that we just saw. Review those hands and ask yourself why they didn't work. What could you have done better to maybe save yourself some money, to get value, to avoid the bluff, whatever ended up happening, right? Analyze those losing hands to figure out what didn't work so that you can make better plays the next time you play. All right. Thank you so much for watching. I'll see you in the next one.